Shalom, this is Billy Brim. And I've told you before, but I have to tell you again, that I absolutely love every one of your accents and your voices. God gave us different fingerprints, and he gave us different voices. And he hears those voices when they come up to him. Dean Braxton, who is a dear man, you can see him on Sid Roth. He's one of those who's had an experience with heaven. And I've asked him to do a 15-minute video for me for when I speak to the kids at Champions for Christ. But he saw how prayer works. And like the Bible says in the New Testament, we make our prayer to the Father. The prayer comes up, and when it's from our hearts, every prayer is heard from our hearts. And it goes to the Father. And the answer comes out from him through Jesus and through heaven's forces that Jesus coordinates, the strategy that he puts together. And we have our answers. And so we pray with confidence today, so blessed that we're going to go up with one voice together. It makes a big difference that you called in from, as I said earlier, from Montana to San Antonio, from the east to the west, from Washington State down to Florida, and from our dear brothers and sisters who are stationed in other places by the Lord, the Netherlands, for instance, and the UK and Ontario and the Philippines, wherever he has placed you. You are an ambassador there. And so today the ambassadors go up together. We're all citizens of heaven, and we've come on what is called a prayer call for Israel. And, of course, one of the big things that's happening right there, right now, and which may come up for a vote as soon as July 1st, possibly, possibly not, that's how things go, is the business of annexation. And as you know, in the 67 war, Israel got back territories that were theirs. What the world calls the West Bank was given to them by God, number one. First of all, it's biblical Israel. But it was given to them even in the what the British got, the mandate. But it was then chopped off and given over to Jordan. They had it for 19 years, and they got it back. Israel got it back in 1967. But even though Israel has it, and they have, I don't know exactly how it all works, but it does belong to Israel, but the world calls it occupied territory. So now, in what is called, and I kind of like this title for it, from our president and his committee, of course, the U.S. Vision for Peace, the vision. And it would allow Israel to extend its total sovereignty over 30% of the West Bank, which is biblical Israel, would include all the settlements where we visit and go and spend the night in Ariel in the Jordan Valley. And so eight senators, GOP senators, led by Cruz and Cotton, have written a letter to the president to be sure to support it. So that business of annexation, of course, according to God, it belongs to them now. And that's big news and something big to pray about for Israel. The Netherlands is called in. Over in your territory is this little state of Belgium. And that little state of Belgium is a little country. And but it does happen to be the home of the European Union's parliament. And Belgium is going to vote on recognizing the Palestinian state and sanctions on Israel. They are going to, the resolution calls to formally recognize the state of Palestine and to consider this recognition as a contribution from Belgium to the solution based on the existence of two states. So little Belgium has voted, or they are voting, on a two-state. Their voice is small. But Bible says in Jeremiah 25, the Lord has a controversy with the nations, and that the nations are going to be judged one by one on how they stand with Israel. This vote, if it comes to pass that they vote a two-state solution, heaven will
see it. So right now, one of the reasons that we are so pro for our president in the United States is he's so pro-Israel. And that brings the blessing upon the United States of America. I want to address something here. The trouble, all the trouble, the terrible trouble, Washington State, Seattle. Who is behind this? Satan. Satan. And the Bible says, Revelation 12:12, once when I was questioning the Lord about this, some of the things that were happening, he said, what did I tell you would happen in the last days? Revelation 12:12, the devil is come down unto you having great wrath because he knows he has but a short time. He's not wondering about it. He knows what a lot of Christians and even a lot of Jewish religious people don't know, that there's a date, a certain date that Adam's lease is up. And that is the date that his lease, the power, the authorities, the prince of the power of the air that he usurped. There's a date that Adam's lease is up, and Satan knows which date it is. But he thinks he can change it. And with great wrath, he has come down and is acting right now. We have the right for peaceful protest. What I hate is how Satan comes in and steals that from people. Martin Luther King, peaceful protests. Lots happen from that. But Satan then comes in and riles up things and brings his satanic forces in and even steals the right and the voice of peaceful protests, which we have in the United States according to our Constitution. Once I was praying about this and the Lord said, all right, it does say the devil has great wrath, but back up a verse. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. I'm going to read you from a book that is written by a man, a Jewish man, Pinchas Winston, and I bought this book a long time ago. I think I'll leave it on this phone call right here because you're kind of a special bunch. I found this book in a bookstore, and the Lord had me write this in it. I cause you to pick up this book and in its pages to take a look, a deep look. Separating sticks from hay, I taught you that way, so that you could know what I want you to know, for in the end of days you are to see and know and to teach others. This book is called Talking About the End of Days. Now, this man, contrary to what lots of Jews would do, he thinks it's all right to investigate and see what the world taught, what will be the end of days. And the end of days, there's a 7-day period God gave to man, 1,000 years being a day being 1,000 years, a 6-day work week, with another day of the what we call the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. But he talks about Satan, the Satan who destroys, the adversary of Israel. He seeks power in the gates of Jerusalem so that he can delay, listen to this, the connection between the Jerusalem of below and the Jerusalem that is above. We know the Bible speaks of those two Jerusalems coming together, even I believe, visibly. Of course, that Jerusalem above is there now. Then listen to this. When it comes to regaining and settling Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, it's going to be a battle, a spiritual battle, a physical battle, and maybe an actual battle. Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, represents the key to the final redemption. And as such, it spells the end of the Sitra Achra's existence. That's one of their names for Satan. The name Satan means adversary, but Sitra Achra literally means the other side. It spells the end of the Sitra Achra's existence. Watch spells the end. They're coming home. I'm going to read you the whole thing again without breaking into it. When it comes to regaining and settling Eretz Israel, it is going to be a battle, a spiritual battle, a physical battle, and maybe an actual battle. Eretz Israel represents the key to the final redemption, and as such, it spells the end of the Sitra Akra's existence, and therefore he will invoke whatever abilities he has to prevent the return of the Jewish nation to the borders of the land of our fathers. However, return to her borders we must, and by a certain fixed date. There's a date. And I left out a word which I need to put back in. He will invoke, Sitra Akra will invoke whatever abilities he has to prevent the return of the entire Jewish nation to the borders of the land of our fathers. However, return to her borders we must, and by a certain fixed date. It was built into the master plan for creation long before there was even a Jewish people. That's what Jesus told us. He said, if you're looking for me, watch the fig tree. Israel really is the key to everything regarding the times and the dates. And so we've seen her. We live in the time when she's come home. We live in the time when she's building nations now, fighting about whether she can have the West Bank, the Promised Land. I can tell you, when you start to deal with Israel, what my point is in the whole thing is, it's Satan we're up against. But thank God, like the prophet of old, he looked up and he saw they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And we can never lose sight of the fact that we have the authority. We have the authority over him. I've taken to going to bed at night reading about that authority. Reading in detail again Macmillan's book. Building it into my spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, there are plans. Yes, there are plots. But the word of God says, Hebrews 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest to his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There are some plots of the enemy. Plots. His plans, his schemes. The Bible speaks to us when we put on the armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles, the strategies of the devil, and having overcome all to stand. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Washington State. I don't care what they're doing up there right now. If the believers, in Jesus Christ will know who they are and will come up to their seats of authority, they can take authority, just like that one little prophet told his one little assistant, look at those that are with us. Do not become weary in well-doing. Do not become weary in well-doing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Yes, and I'm going to ask you to remember, as we're taking authority right now, our project in Israel. Hell. Well, probably not hell, because Satan is in the heavenlies right now. He's going to hell. He's destined for hell. But I've come to believe that even Satan himself may be involved in trying to stop us over there. But he's not going to be able to do it. And he is not going to be able to bring his pranks and strategies into my territory. Thank God you're representative. Thank God you're from all these states and around the world. We're going to go up now to our Father in heaven together from our hearts. Oh, precious Heavenly Father. Oh, marvelous
wonderful, glorious Lord, all-powerful, all-present everywhere, all-knowing God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. We worship you together. Hear our actions, Lord. See us from our places where you have placed us. Our territories you have given us. We lift up to you our leaders today. From the White House to the lowest man on the totem pole in our communities. We lift them up. They're only people. They can't make it without you, but they have you because we ask you to help them. And what we ask, you do. So I'm asking right now from my president, all the offices of the administration, the Justice, the State Department, all the offices. And I'm lifting up the judiciary from the local judges, the federal judges, to the 9 Supreme Court. And lifting up the senators and representatives, Father, in the name above all names, we're asking you to give us men and women in the elections coming up who will listen and do what you say. Holy Father, how grateful and thankful we are for the blood of Jesus Christ, for the great plan of redemption which you planned and sent Jesus to consummate. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, how he was raised from the dead. And when he was raised, when the head was raised, we in the body were raised. When the head was seated at your right hand, we were seated at your right hand. So from there, we do take the opportunity, Lord and Savior, thank you, thank you, thank you for it. I'm so grateful that you have translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And here in the kingdom of the light, we rule and reign because you told us in Romans 5:17, they which have received abundance of grace. Oh, thank you for it. And the gift of righteousness, we thank you for it. Shall reign as kings in life. I hereby reign. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I take my authority in the Branson, Missouri, greater Branson, Missouri area. You stay out of here. With your plots and your plans, I call them to the ground. Paralyzed. Come to naught. Not even appearing on the horizon. I take the authority of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and the word of God, and I render you paralyzed. No, you're not going to cause that trouble here. No, you're not going to. Not in the greater Branson area. Not in the greater Tulsa area. Not in the greater Alastanyanda, Bartlesville area. Not in the greater Migdal Arbel area. No, I say no in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. Cease and desist. Now, Akshav. Kibraston dehemata. Elivrandolo gobre kelikalande de gobratele gotoshke dianda. Thank
Father, praise your name. Praise your name. You know, the Christians United for Israel, we have on here the state director of the Daughters for Zion prayer group attached to Christians United for Israel. Christians United for Israel is the task God gave John and Diana Hagee to unite Israel, to unite the Christians, specifically in America, who are for Israel. And so each year, we are now 8 million strong, the largest pro-Israel lobby group, and we have a voice with our government. Things have happened because of our voice. When you get 8 million people, the legislators listen to you. And so I can't enumerate everything that's happened, but it's been good. And normally, in July, we have in Washington, D.C., our summit. There we are addressed by the leaders of Washington, by the leaders of Israel. And then we go to the Hill. Oh, the adventures we've had there, huh, Loretta? We go to the Hill, and we call upon our senators and our representatives. People from their constituency go into their offices and ask them, be for Israel. And then we'll have some talking points. We'll have some bills that we want them, specifically things we talk to them about. Well, this year, it's actually a byproduct of the COVID-19 thing, a little bit more complicated than I can go into here, but we're going to have our meeting virtually. It's going to be online. And you who could not maybe get to Washington, D.C., are going to get to hear the same marvelous people we do. You can go online. It's going to start now, next Sunday, the 28th. And it's going to start with a prayer meeting, 2 o'clock Central. I don't know, 3 o'clock, I guess, Eastern, and of course, your other time periods. It starts with a Daughters for Zion prayer meeting. And that will be led by Diana Hagee, Lynn Hammond, I get to be a part of it, and Cheryl Morrison. And so you do need to register for these events online, Christians United for Israel, the summit. And you can get a printout. You can get an itinerary online of the speakers. I have many that I want to hear. I love Irving Roth, the Holocaust survivor. And then we're going to get to hear from many of our leaders. Nikki Haley is going to speak at the Christians United for Israel the night, the main event, really. But we're also going to get to hear from a lot of others, Tom Cotton, a lot of others who will have some input for us right now. And then people from the IDF. So Christians United for Israel starts the 28th of June and goes to the 30th, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And you can find out just how to be there with us. Even if you, I know not all of you could have gone to Washington, D.C., but now you're going to get to hear it. It's so wonderful. So we're going to pray right now for the Hagees. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want to lift up those fearless leaders, John and Diana Hagee, Shari, all the others, Rod, Tony, I don't know everybody's name, but they're working hard. It's challenging. Guide them and direct them. And make this a most effective Christians United for Israel. I know something of the challenges of the virtual. Thank God we have it, and we've been able to reach so many people. And I would ask you to be with us at noon if you can. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what we talked today. And then we have our virtual youth meeting, which is the last week in July. Champions for Christ. Your young people can go. Your young people can get in on what normally only from 800 to or so can get into. But you can do it. I'm going to be there. And in my session, I'm flying. Well, we're having it out of our church in Collinsville in Oklahoma, and we can get 300 young people in there, so the first 300 get to get in. And so we'll be there with Go Ministries and all the miraculous preaching and the miracle meetings and the things that we normally have and the kids can see online. But I'm really excited about, I'm going to talk to them about the times they live in. And I know I'm studying the book of Daniel right now in deep detail. Because the Lord told me for our 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute, to teach on the book of Revelation. And when I got into it, I saw this has to be preceded by Daniel. So I'm studying hard now. The first course, the first week I'll teach is, and we still have a few places left if you want to call in and see for the classroom right there here in Branson. I think we have about 20 spots left. And I'm going into the detail on Daniel. And then after that, and people are already registered in it. They're registering for both. You might want to register for it too. The book of Revelation. Now, I see in Daniel this young man, this young, dedicated man. I've been studying the history, what it was like, what got Israel in such a mess that they fell into Babylonian captivity, idol worship. And I have studied, and the thing that really speaks to me was the offering of their babies to Molech. That iron furnace with his hands outstretched. King Ahaz, others, offered their sons, their baby sons, into that burning inferno. One thing, after that Babylonian captivity, Israel didn't worship idols anymore. But in that, here was a young man, four young men, Daniel, his three companions, who stood and knew right. They knew right. It was horrible times in Israel. King Manasseh, how horrible. Because of the horrible things he did, they fell into this. But in that, probably born in the reign of good King Josiah, was Daniel and the three Hebrew children. And in the throes of this horrible times in Israel, there were people that obeyed God. And there were four young men who did. And oh, what God was able to do because they did. We've got them now, folks. Pray for them. Pray for the young people. Pray for the lost. Hear the prayers. Oh, Father, we just lift them up to you. We just lift them up to you, God, in Jesus' name. The young people, draw forth the Daniels, the Esthers, the Marys. Oh, Frata Bacchino, bring them unto thy very self, we pray. Now, because I know that I have some really dedicated prayers on this line, I want to remind you to hold your hand out towards Seattle, Washington. We come as a man toward Washington State. And we command and demand in the name of Jesus, and we have people from Washington State right here on this line, you dissolve. You dissolve. You rush to the Micaiah. You come to nothing. that chop area, you release. Let it go in Jesus' name. And now we have a friend, a dear friend. I'm not going to tell you her name. But she was taken to a hospital yesterday and given the news that they wanted to take her legs off at the knees. She's a relatively young woman. I can say that because I'm 81. I don't know how old she is. But I've asked the Lord last night before I went to bed for a miracle in the morning. And I want you to join me going up to heaven right now and asking God for a miracle for her. Lord, we believe in miracles. I'm asking you for a miracle for her. Hallelujah. And for those dearest one, dearest Lord, whom the virus hit, and they're still abed, how marvelous to have, they call it a pandemic, that means it goes to a wide area, how marvelous, Lord, to have a wide area of healing. We ask you for healing, and healing to be recognized. People to say, we don't know, might be the weather, might be the season, but suddenly, people are being healed. They're well, and the cases are diminishing to nothings. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. We worship you, adore you, magnify you, give you glory. Oh, Holy One of Israel. Praise your name, praise your name. Praise your name. And for our project in Israel, if you would just lift your head to the Lord and pray in tongues and say, Lord, I'm praying now about that project in Migdol Arbel. And just lift your voices. I know it will move some things. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen and amen.